and Taylor's Jukebox.
From Toronto music staple Gary LaRocca. He just released an album. It's his first album. It's called Reclamation. And the song you just heard on the jukebox here was called Requiem. He's an instrumentalist for the most part. He does sing on a bit of the record, but most of the time it's just playing guitar. And the late, great journalist Gary 17 had this to say about his music. His sweet, delicate, and inventive tinged stylings on his Ibanez six-string are a delight to the ears. Gary is missed, and Gary LaRocca is just getting started. So check out his record. It's amazing. We've got music right now on the show coming up from an Australian Aboriginal singer-songwriter and activist, one of the best known in the country and one of the most prolific, Archie Roach. If you don't know Archie Roach, then you got to get out from the rock that you're under. You may need to listen to the Jukebox Show a little bit more because we play him frequently, but he's definitely someone that you need to know about. He's been standing up for Aboriginal rights in Australia for a very long time. He recently passed away, but his music lives with us. And here he is with Down City Streets on the Jukebox.
Down city streets, I would roam. I had no bed, I had no home. Crawl out of bushes early morn. Use newspapers to keep me warm. Then I'd have to score a drink to start me up, help me to think. Down city streets I would roam, use my fingers as it goes. In those days when I was young, drinking and fighting was no fun. It was daily living for me. I had no choice, it was meant to be. Down city streets I would run. Children of my own. Now I have something I call my own. These are my children, and this is my home. I look around and understand how street kids feel when they put down. Down city streets I would roam. I had no bed, I had no home. And there was nothing that I owned. Use my fingers as it cold.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Exceptional. just what I please. Cop anything I see, scrolling on my screen. Got everything that I need, trailblazer Rashid. Change every time I roll, change up all my flows. Like I change my clothes, in a different mode. Don't cut this off, I might cut a rug. Get down till sun up,
this is Cadence Club.
Exceptional, exceptional, exceptional.
Polaris Prize winning artist Cadence Weapon from Wild Rose Country. The hip hop artist and MC is a force of nature and just released a brand new LP into the world called Roller Coaster. He is also a very accomplished writer, wrote a book not too long ago. The song that you just heard is called Exceptional, featuring Jacques Green. Now, Rolly, which is his actual name, now lives in Hamilton and swears up and down that Hamilton is one of the best kept gems in Canada. I can't say I disagree. A lot of people have moved there, especially artists, because they've been forced out of Toronto's pricing market, and it has created a wonderful art scene down there in Steeltown. My name's Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox. We got music coming up from Sam Mangwana, who is a Congolese-born musician. Also, Bobby Womack is on the show. Now, Bobby is a staple in the rhythm and blues and soul era back in the 1970s. This song that we're going to play for you is called Across 110th Street. It came out in 1972. Now, little known fact about Womack, he actually got a start as the guitar player, the guitarist for none other than Sam Cooke. Now, that's a wow in my book. Caleb Hakel is on the show with a song called Turning Around, and he is a Canadian singer-songwriter and troubadour, was the frontman for the Sun Harmonic, and this is off his brand new record, My Mind is Like a Radio. Before we get to that, let's get to Six Nations of the Grand River's Shawnee Kish. Got to hang out with her at the Junos and get to know her a little bit better. We've known each other in passing for quite some time, and she is a wonderful soul and wonderful warrior. Here is Shawnee Kish with For Me on The Jukebox.
Why are we waiting? What are we worthy of? This world keeps changing, and I'm trying to keep up. I've been trying to keep up. It's right. Find ourselves out there.
Darkness.
is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. The low-pitched hoot of a long-eared owl can carry for half a mile. The bird flies low across open fields in the dark, listening intently for rodent prey. When it's not hunting, the owl perches in a dense stand of trees. It's a slender owl with two long feather tufts sticking straight up like ears on top of its head. Its muted feathers may act as camouflage with the surrounding leaves, but you can't miss this owl's intense yellow eyes and orangey-brown face. Long-eared owls live across North America and temperate Europe and Asia. During the spring mating season, males display to females in zigzag flight while clapping their wings together. In winter, the owls may form communal roosts of up to 100 birds. In some areas, long-eared owl populations are declining due to habitat loss. Open farm fields where the owls once hunted have reverted to deciduous woods or morphed into housing tracts. Wildlife advocates suggest helping the owls by preserving open, fallow fields and by avoiding pesticides that find their way into the owl's prey. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canada Land, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.